about a few things that are going on. First of all, and I think what all of us realized when the FA came about 15 months ago or so, that the rules were pretty strict. And what we've been finding is gradually they're relaxing their rules. Now, they oftentimes don't tell us that they've relaxed them, and we just happen to find out when a loan is in underwriting or we ask a question about them. But one of the things I wanted to let you know, Nick communicated with Adam a little over a week ago about a client he had, and what we found out is that currently what Finance America Reverse is accepting is they're saying that they don't want any late on housing and installment in the previous 12 months and no more than 230 days late in the 12 months previous to that. Now, when FA first came out, they said in the last 24 months we could not have any late on installments or mortgage in the past 24 months, but now that's changed. They're saying in the last 12 months. As a matter of fact, when I communicated with Adam about a week ago, he said they would be willing to consider one 30-day late on housing in the past year, as long as the rest of their credit was pretty strong. They still do not want any 90-day late or three different accounts that are 60 days late on revolving accounts, which is typically credit cards. But this is just in the, or used to be the previous 24 months. As we go on, we're starting to see that they're becoming a little bit more relaxed. If you have any questions, if you have a client and you look at credit and they've got some weights on there and you're not sure how it's going to look, just contact me. Send me the credit report or I'll see if I can look it up on Reverse Vision. Most of the time I can see your loans in Reverse Vision, but I do have run into some loans I can't see on Reverse Vision. But please, don't tell somebody they don't because you think they probably don't. Let's look at it first, and then we'll come to some. You say that they're still accepting, you know, explanations as to why somebody was late or whatever. Maybe the explanations, they're getting a little more lenient with explanations as well. So let's do everything we can to see if somebody qualifies. I wanted to also mention about tax returns. Now, we run into this with a couple of people. Now, obviously, a lot of people, a lot of senior citizens who have a home-based business, on their tax returns, they're going to put quite a bit of deductions on there. They're going to try to show a loss if possible, or at least very little income, very little net profit as possible. We're running into some problems with Finance America Reverse on that. Hopefully, we'll get some clarification in the next week on how they're going to be looking at those kind of situations. But if you can qualify somebody without using their tax returns, especially if their tax returns do not show a good income, that's the best way to go. We have a client right now that actually ended up showing a loss on his income, and what they're doing is on the income screen in Reverse Vision, they're showing a net loss of over $800 a month for this guy, which is pretty incredible when you figure that means he lost about $90,000 on average the last 2 years. And I don't think that's the case. If you run into a situation like that, talk to Pat or I about it. Let's see if there's some other way we can work that without showing tax returns.
Let me interject something here. I can tell you when they're going to require tax returns so far. Anytime somebody is self-employed, if they have rental property, or if they have 1099 income from something other than Social Security, they're going to require tax returns. Might as well get those right up front, because your deal could be dead right off the bat if these people... Everybody does it. Everybody takes big expenses, bigger expenses than what they actually have. I mean, that's just the, even CPAs advise it, you know, you write off more than you need to. You know, when that happens, you end up with a net loss, or you end up with less income than what you're thinking. And it can completely offset the income that they've got from Social Security and annuities and everything else. If their income is strictly from Social Security and from retirement, and that's it, we don't want to see tax returns. If, like I said, if they're self-employed, if they're 1099 income from anything other than annuities, retirement, or Social Security, or if they have rental property, they're going to require tax returns. That so far has been the criteria.
And just to remind everybody, if the client's walking, we're talking about right now, they're, after their mortgage is paid off, they're walking away with about $45,000. Well, theoretically, Finance America Reverse would use that money to theoretically pay off credit card debt and or installment debt. So, now if you've got somebody with $30,000 in credit card debt, they're walking away with $40,000. Theoretically, it'll wipe all that.
Thank you.
Thank you. Nirmala sent out a 30-page letter to HUD in which they're objecting to either many or all of the proposed rule changes. I think this is kind of a test to see how strong or how weak Nirmala is. For those of us who have been in the industry for quite a long time, and quite honestly, most of the loan officers in our company have been in the business for, gosh, at least since about 06 or 07, so most of us have been in the business for a decade or more. You know, Nirmala's been around for a long time. It stands for National Reverse Mortgage Lenders Association. We all thought when we first came on board they were working basically for the loan officers, but it seems over time they're working basically for the lenders, for the big banks who do reverse mortgages. But a lot of us have felt that they've been relatively inefficient and ineffectual. And it'll be interesting to see what happens if HUD, you know, seriously considers some of the complaints by Nirmala, and if they back off of some of these rule changes. So I guess we'll find out in the next, you know, 2-3 months what happens with that. But at least Nirmala did that, and we'll see what happens. You know, certainly I don't think any of us want any kind of substantive rule changes, especially since we're kind of still dealing with FA from last year. I think we've gotten so used to rule changes, it seems like every year we're adjusting to something else. And the rule changes primarily have not been a bonus. They've mostly hurt sales. I want to talk about networking just for a minute. I know some of you are doing some networking. I encourage, especially in today's market where we really need to find clients, you know, anywhere we can find them. I know there's been a lot of talk about, you know, finding financial planners and so forth. And I have been finding some success as far as getting financial planners to listen to me lately. I know I'm giving another speech to another group of people in September, financial planners. So it does seem like they're starting to warm up to us. But I think there's some other industries we need to look at, and there are other ways to network. There are networking groups that meet every week. Some of them meet twice a month. Some meet every month. I think it's important to try to find at least one or two networking groups that you can meet with regularly. But I put down just a few industries here that I think are important for us to try to develop business affiliations with. Home healthcare specialists are certainly very important. I do find it interesting. I asked them what percentage of potential clients that you interview can afford all the service that you want. And they usually say somewhere between 80 or how many cannot afford as much service as you feel they need. And what I mean by that is they typically go into a home. Let's say Mr. Smith calls and he says, hey, you know, my wife had a stroke. And she can't use the right side of her body anymore. I need help here, you know, with everything. You know, cleaning the house, doing the dishes, getting her around, helping her get bathed, you know, making some meals. So they go out to their home, they do an analysis, and they'll come back and say, okay, you know, we think you need, you know, 2 hours of care 7 days a week or, you know, whatever. And typically then, Mr. Jones says, well, how much is that going to cost me? And they say, it's going to be X number of dollars. And he says, I can't afford that. I can afford 40 or 50% of that. And then, you know, either he looks for another company, which he's probably not going to find, everything he needs, or they settle on something a lot less than that. Now, there are different kind of home health care companies. There are home health care companies that only work with government payouts. So it's people who are on Medicaid, or they've got some kind of disability and the government is paying for that. But quite honestly, those companies pay their workers very little money because there's not much of a margin with those. So most home health care companies don't work. They do basically private pay because that's where they can make more money. They can pay, they can employ better workers and so forth. Do you do private pay? And if they do, you know, talk to them about how many clients are you losing because people can't afford your service, and then talk with them about the reverse mortgage. Long-term health care, you know, certainly they're running into the same clients we are, for the most part. Most people don't look into long-term health care until they're in their 60s, even though they encourage people to do so when they're younger. Certainly, once again, we can help them build their clientele because I'm sure they run into a lot of people that say, hey, I can't afford your, you know, your service. Medicare supplemental insurance agents, it's pretty much the same thing. Obviously, they're working with people. Elder attorneys are a group of people that I rarely hear talked about in the reverse mortgage industry. But there are plenty of attorneys that work specifically with elders. They simply do elder law. And there are, they do have their own associations where, you know, they've got 10, 12, 15, 20 elder attorneys who meet on a weekly or monthly basis. And if you can get in and talk to that group, you might be able to, you know, start to develop some business affiliations with some of those attorneys. And quite honestly, I don't know why elder attorneys don't have, why everyone doesn't have a reverse mortgage loan officer on speed dial, because it seems like we can help out quite a few of their clients. About 11 years ago, I did a lot of networking, and I developed a list of different types of industries that work with seniors. At least, you know, at least 15 to 25% of their business will be with seniors. I came up with 58 different industries. Now, on here, I've only put 5 down, not counting financial planners. But I've also added contractors because, obviously, a lot of seniors live in homes that they've been in for an awful long time. The homes are kind of old. They need some work, and contractors run into those people, and oftentimes, you know, they go in there and say, hey, you got $30,000 worth of work here, and oftentimes all the client does is laugh, say, I don't have $30,000. So they may do a little bit of absolute necessary work, but they don't get all the work done that's really needed. So contractors are someone good to talk to as well. But I would try to find, you know, people in whatever industries you can, because like I said, lots of people work with seniors more. It's mostly us getting out there and letting these people know that, hey, I can be the bank for your clients. A lot of them don't understand that. We simply have to explain it to them. We also need people, basically salespeople, who understand that, hey, if somebody says, I can't afford your service, it doesn't mean you just turn them away and go to the next client. In fact, I told people, for instance, in the home health care industry, don't even tell people this is a reverse mortgage. Tell people it's a government-insured program. I can have somebody call you. He can talk to you at length about it. He can explain it in detail because I'm not an expert about it. That's probably the best way to go because so many people are scared about reverse mortgages. But those are just some things I probably should, you know, mention today. Does anybody have any questions or comments? Everybody have a good week. If you have any questions about any potential clients or anything like that, please give me a call, send me an email, whatever. Other than that, I will talk with you later and take care.